As the city appeals a judge's decision that declared police stop and frisks unconstitutional, Mayor Bloomberg's defending the tactic as vehemently as ever. He blasted the judge's ruling. It orders an independent monitor to oversee the NYPD's reforms of stop and frisk. And the mayor called the ruling dangerous and a threat to the city's safety.
If somebody pulls a gun and you want to get home to your family, you don't have time to say, well, now, wait a second. The commissioner said one thing, the monitor said another, and the IG said another. By that time, you're dead.
The mayor even says the judge in the case was biased against the NYPD. Well, here now to talk about the mayor's response to the stop and frisk ruling is Chris Smith. He's contributing editor for New York Magazine. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we have seen this kind of behavior before. A very emotional Mayor Bloomberg uses strong, angry language to oppose something. He can barely contain himself in news conferences. What do you think this characteristic says about Mayor Bloomberg?
Well, after 12 years, we know, certainly in the press, but, you know, the general citizenry, that he's not a man who loves criticism, who easily admits mistakes. And that's, you know, the general sort of context. In this case, he feels vehemently that he's right, that the police department, through stop and frisk and all sorts of other methods, has saved lives. And he's probably right about that. Crime is at historic lows. How and why that's happened, criminologists obviously debate. The mayor believes, you know, largely the credit goes to the police department being very aggressive in neighborhoods, in particular with gun violence and high crime rates. It's also a personal attack. I mean, the judge's ruling essentially accused the mayor and the police commissioner of, if not being racists, using racist tactics, and coming very near the end of his 12 years in office. That's got a sting. So all of that went into his high-volume reaction yesterday.
Well, regardless of whether he's right or wrong, the prospects for the city to win its appeal, according to the experts, that's considered remote. So there may be a new mayor in place, too, before any of that could happen. I wonder what you think Mayor Bloomberg has to gain by acting out like this about the ruling.
Well, just to reinforce his belief that the department has acted, the police department has acted properly within the law, within the rules of ethics, as well as literal constitutional conduct. But he's, you know, fighting for his legacy, even though he wouldn't put it in those terms. He wouldn't admit it, that under his watch, I forget the exact number, but he cites it often, something higher than 7,000 people are alive who wouldn't otherwise be. And he's proud of that. And he's proud of the cops in the streets who've taken guns away from bad guys. And he thinks it's wrongheaded and that the city's going to go backwards if those policies are changed. He doesn't do himself a lot of good, however, by being quite so stubborn. You know, he's said things in the previous few weeks as this case was working its way through the courts about how, you know, if you look purely at the numbers, Bloomberg believes more minority residents should be stopped. And that's the kind of thing that just inflames people who've been wrongly harassed and doesn't buy Bloomberg any goodwill when a ruling like yesterday goes against him. And he's never been much for playing conventional politics or trying to, you know, set the table to earn him any style points. But it certainly hurts him in cases like this.
All right, Chris Smith, contributing editor for New York Magazine, on Mayor Bloomberg's reaction to the stop and frisk ruling and the city's appeal of that ruling that is forthcoming. Thanks so much, Chris.
Anytime.
This is WNYC. I'm Janet Babin.